Campaigners have reacted with dismay to a government proposal to create what it's calling special education centres for some children with autism. The junior minister with responsibility for special education, Josepha Madigan, said the proposal was not a long-term solution, but was aimed at helping up to 130 children, mainly in the Dublin area. However, the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission has criticised the move, saying it was fundamentally at odds with the word and spirit of the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. Sinead Gibney, its Chief Commissioner, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get into your concerns, what's your role in this area?
So our mandate as an organisation is to protect and promote human rights and equality here in Ireland. But beyond that, in this specific area, we have a role as a monitor for the implementation of the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. This convention has that built into the main text of the convention. It's quite unique in that way. And we would describe ourselves currently as a designate monitor, because the state, although it has ratified the convention itself, has still not ratified the optional protocol, and until that happens our role does not formally come into play. But nonetheless, given the delay in that area, we are very keen to start behaving in that way, if you like, and make sure that that this is happening. And that's why we have reacted so strongly to this, because this really just goes against the very clear spirit and letter of the convention in so many ways. And I think first and foremost, as a country, we've tried, and the disability community has worked very hard, to shift thinking from a very outdated medical and patriarchal model of disability towards a rights-based one, where people have rights to education, to work, to anything else. And those people who have disabilities have rights alongside everybody else. And that's really kind of problematic when we look at this, because when we talk about education, what that right looks like is a right to an inclusive education. In my local school, for example, if I'm a child with a disability. And that's why this this proposal, and I appreciate that it is a proposal, really goes back to what we've seen in the past as a very segregated model of education, where children are othered and removed from mainstream schooling.
Yeah, but the point being made by Josepha Madigan is this. It's that if this happens, it's still an if, it will be a temporary measure, and that surely it will be better than no education at all.
I don't think so. I think a temporary measure should still fit with the guidelines of the CRPD and the obligations of the CRPD, in fact, for the state to provide for an inclusive education for children with disabilities. So I would have concerns that the energy and efforts and resources that are put into this temporary fix, if you like, should instead be going to address the mechanisms which are currently preventing the government from doing that. So we know, and we've heard discussion around the Section 37A mechanism, which can allow the minister to compel schools to open these classes. And why not put your efforts there in making that legislation better fit for purpose, and something that can be activated within the time frame?
I suppose one of the problems there might be that's difficult to achieve in the short term, whereas presumably this is being floated because they believe it's something that they can introduce in the autumn.
Yeah, but my response would be that, you know, if it requires emergency legislation, whatever it requires, I think that's where the minister should be and the department should be focusing their efforts. And again, just going back to the fact that whatever the emergency or stopgap proposals are, they should still be compliant with our vision for an inclusive education for all children.
So if this proposal does come to fruition, what then?
Well, I think you've seen a very strong reaction from the disability community, from ourselves, from other advocates, and I think that will continue. What we will be looking at is our own powers, if you like, as an organisation. So we have a range of powers. We work with every department where we see human rights and equality issues emerge. So we would immediately spring into action and liaise with the department in that way. We have a meeting of the Commission next week, and we will be discussing this issue at Commission level. The legal powers in particular is an area I would look at, because I really do believe that there are rights violations here, potential rights violations, if this proposal...
Have you spoken to the Minister about any of this, by the way?
Not yet, no.
But you would hope to?
Absolutely, we would hope to engage with the Department and the Minister at whatever level we can and will to do that. And absolutely, that would be our first port of call, is to always work with government, to collaborate, to try and find these solutions, and to share our concerns around the rights around the CRPD, but also potentially constitutional rights violations that this proposal puts up. But beyond that, then we will look at our legal powers. We offer legal assistance in some cases where we see the potential for strategic gain in particular. We also have our own volition power, which means that we can bring actions on behalf of groups. So we would look at these range of political powers or legal powers if we believe that it's the right place to direct them.
Sinead Gibney of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Thanks for being with us on Morning Ireland. It's 11 minutes to 8. We'll be back with business news after a short break.